Brexit.
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 The British people have voted to leave the European Union.
We are leaving the European Union.
The British pound took the biggest ever one-day fall
Joe
Friday.
Joe Cox's killer allegedly yelled Britain first.
Reports of hate crime in Wales were up 60%.
The referendum was probably one of the most divisive votes in all British history.
The people of the UK voted to pull out of the European Union last summer. And already there is a terrific new novel by Ali Smith called Autumn that is set against a post-Brexit backdrop. And all of the British nationalism and xenophobia and confusion and anxiety that it involved.
All across the country, people felt it was the wrong thing. All across the country, people felt it was the right thing. All across the country, people felt they'd really lost. All across the country, people felt they'd really won. All across the country, people felt they'd done the right thing and other people had done the wrong thing. All across the country, people looked up Google, what is EU? All across the country, people looked up Google, move to Scotland. All across the country, people looked up Google, Irish passport applications.
And that is Ali Smith reading from her new novel, Autumn. Ali, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you, Kurt.
So this book has all the hallmarks of great fiction. It has literary allusions and ideas, and it's somewhat formally experimental. It has this epic time frame over many decades. It is also a bit, however, as they say, ripped from the headlines.
The thing about, what should we say, ripped from the headlines, it's a funny old thing, writing books. I've been thinking about writing a seasonal quartet, as it were, four books, which would all be called the names of the, simply names of the seasons, which would then go to make up a bigger book for about 20 years. And then a couple of years ago, I wrote a book which my publisher here in the UK, because I was writing really late to a deadline that was far gone by the time I handed it in, they did it within 6 weeks. And then I was like, you can make this beautiful a book in 6 weeks. So I began to think about whether it would be possible to do that quartet that I've been waiting to do. And then I began to think about what it would mean to have a contemporary novel. And I started writing this novel. And as I was writing it, we came up to the referendum here in the UK, and it, you know, it was really obvious that there was a pretty big division coming, and it came. And so I asked my publisher in the end, could I simply have an extra month to attend to the novel, to make sure that the novel, I kind of felt like I would be cheating the novel if it didn't face the contemporary, or the contemporary didn't face it.
Right. Your characters in Autumn, your main characters, Elizabeth and Daniel, embody in various ways these political currents and struggles, but the book is really about their singular personal relationship. Now, to give a flavor of that and a glimpse of their friendship, I would love you to read one of their chats, the passage where she's 11 and he's 80-something, and they're walking along the canal.
Sure. The word gymkhana, Daniel said, is a wonderful word. A word grown from several languages. Words don't get grown, Elizabeth said. They do, Daniel said. Words aren't plants, Elizabeth said. Words are themselves organisms, Daniel said. Oreganoisms, Elizabeth said. Herbal and verbal, Daniel said. Language is like poppies. It just takes something to churn the earth round them up. And when it does, up come the sleeping words, bright red, fresh, blowing about. Then the seed heads rattle, the seeds fall out. Then there's even more language waiting to come up.
That's from Autumn, this old man talking to this little girl, their friends. In addition to Elizabeth and Daniel, there is this remarkable third character who kind of looms over their lives. Pauline Boaty, who was this real-life British pop artist in the 1960s. And at first, as I'm reading this novel, I think, oh, this is an interesting character that Ali Smith made up, because I'd never heard of her. And then I felt stupid for having never heard of her.
I know. You know what? There's a spirit behind this book. It's a spirit of Pauline Boaty, who was the one and only female UK pop artist. She was right in at the makings of the British pop movement. She was a glorious kind of inventive and experimental figure in her art and also in the world. I mean, she was a very beautiful woman who, when Ken Russell was making his film, quite a famous film here called Pop Goes the Easel, which is about four seminal British pop artists, Boaty is at the centre of that film.
Our programme tonight consists of one single film that we've made about four young artists. They're four painters who turn for their subject matter to the world of pop art. Pauline Boaty, she's 24, 24 yesterday in fact. She's just started to exhibit her work properly.
I've always had very vivid dreams and I can remember them very, very easily. And I've used the kind of atmosphere the dreams in my collages.
She's working in collage in a way that nobody else is at that point.
And she has a bit part in the movie Alfie, making out with
she
the
has.
Star.
She's got an uncredited bit part getting off with Michael Caine behind a row of clothes
yeah.
in a dry cleaner shop in Alfie.
There was this manageress of a dry cleaner. And I was getting a suit cleaned in the bargain.
She was an actress. She was on the stage. She was a dancer in Ready, Steady, Go, which is a seminal pop program here. She was a speaker on radio about things way ahead of her time,
right.
like class and gender. And then she died. She died at the age of 28, and she died of cancer.
Right.
And she died because she was pregnant. She went to the doctor. The doctor said, "We found a tumor." And she wouldn't harm the baby by taking anything chemical to
right.
sort the cancer. So she died. She died.
Which makes her story already kind of extraordinary, all the more tragic and romantic, and makes the fact that I haven't heard of her and you hadn't heard of her until later kind of, I don't get it.
No, I don't get it either. I had happened on a picture of Pauline Boaty's, and I was like, what's that picture? I've never seen anything like that. And I looked up Pauline Boaty, and I was like, why do all these pictures, there aren't that many of them, but why did they stop at 1966?
And she was called the Bardot of something?
She was called the Wimbledon Bardot.
Right. So, I mean, serious novelists, and you're a serious novelist, aren't supposed to write about what's happening now because you're supposed to be writing for the ages.
Listen,
you abandoned that.
We don't get to choose what we write about. At least I don't get to choose what I write about. I mean, these books are going to be seasonal books. They're going to be about, you know, the long view. They're going to be about something at the basis of time, which is diachronic, which is cyclic.
What does diachronic mean?
So synchronic, if you imagine, is like we live from day to day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
right,
Sunday.
Right.
We're living along a line. Diachronic is on Tuesday you think about when you were 30 years old, and 2 seconds later you think about when you were three years old, and 3 seconds later you think about when you're going to be in your 80s. And so diachronic is like dimensional, you know, kind of
right, and vertical. How we do all the time, even though, as you describe it,
exactly.
sounds like some crazy art.
It just isn't. It's just what we're like. We are the craziest art, and it is completely natural to us to live all our times at once, even the ones we haven't lived yet.
I feel like you're my professor. I'm learning a lot. Autumn is the first of these four. Does that mean you then move to winter and spring and summer in that order?
You're learning so well.
Thank you, Professor.
Yeah, it's going to be that simple, that chronological. We're going to go to winter next.
Ali Smith, thanks so much. I really, really enjoyed the book, and I totally enjoyed talking to you. So thank you very much.
What a pleasure it's been talking to you.
See you around. See you next time. See you for winter.
Thank you very much, Kurt. I'll see you next season.
Autumn is available everywhere now.